Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have my broadcast partner, Zach Shreve, on with me right now. Zach, how are you doing, young man?
Duamus, I'm doing excellent, my friend. Good to talk to you in the middle of the week. We'll call it the middle.
Yes, sir. We'll call it the middle. I have to ask you, have you gotten? Because I know you like to do it early. Your Christmas shopping either done or have you? Where are you at in that process?
I will tell you this, Deuce. I'm not completed with my Christmas shopping. I have a little bit of work to do still. I don't know what it has been about this year, but it's just been hectic. So I'm not finished, but I'm gonna get there.
Well, if you know me, you know where I'm at in that situation. I haven't done anything.
You're ready for the 23rd to really get kicked into gear for Christmas, aren't you?
I haven't done anything.
So
you know me all too well, there, young man. Zach, I got to get you before we talk about the Saints and the Atlanta Falcons this upcoming weekend. I want to get your opinion or your thoughts on the NFL really moving that game, three times? Because that game was slated for last Thursday, ends up being playing almost a week later on yesterday. Yeah. And just get your opinion on that, the Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, listen, I think I understand both sides of this kind of issue, right? I understand the league's perspective that we're not going to, you know, there's got to be a line drawn in the sand somewhere, right? Because you're not going to kind of be able to handle every single situation as its own. And the league was pretty clear early. We're not going to postpone a game for competitive advantage. They felt like they had that issue kind of, you know, constrained to one room. It's very unfortunate. It's the quarterback room, right? It's not a story necessarily at the level that it was if it's another position. You know, at the same time, you know, I think that the Broncos made a pretty good point when they said, okay, so if we had more people get sick, then you would give us a break. But since we only have one room, you're going to make us play without a quarterback. And, you know, it's kind of a tough situation, but isn't that kind of the year that we're in, right? The year of tough situations. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if there's a good answer. I know a lot of people didn't like the answer that they gave. If you're a Saints fan, you love the answer that they gave. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, they got to draw that line somewhere. And you know, that's kind of how they stated it. And to an extent, and this is unusual for me, I understand the league's viewpoint on it.
So you felt like that the league was being fair in a sense?
Well, I don't think it's about fair, right? I wouldn't say that it's fair to force a team to play without a quarterback. I would say that that's pretty unfair of a situation to put a team in. However, again, I think it wasn't then, and it has never been about fairness. It's been about we have to decide when this season starts how we're handling this very odd situation. And, you know, the way that they felt like they were going to handle it was by drawing a line and saying one of these things is health and safety and one of these things is competitive issues. And, you know, and actually I think they identified as well, they're also not going to make decisions based on financial questions. And so it's pretty much just, hey, is there an outbreak? Is it spread throughout the team? Do we know where it is? Have they managed it well enough? If the answer to that question is no, then they're going to postpone games. If the answer to that question is yes, we think we know where it is. We think that it's been kind of congregated in this one position. Man, that's going to be really hard to play a football game in, but we're not concerned about the health of the guys, you know, in terms of we think that we know that the virus has been contained, then they're going to make you play. So is it fair? No, I don't think it's fair. Is it a policy that I think they followed? It is.
Speaking with Zach Streeth, former New Orleans Saints and the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans here on WWL. Zach, and just to turn our attention to the Atlanta Falcons, who really throttled the Las Vegas Raiders this past weekend, you know, do you see anything different that they did that, you know, maybe outside of creating just turnovers, do you see them doing anything different against the Raiders that, you know, maybe possibly they can do against the Saints team that goes in there and plays them this weekend?
No, not schematically. You know, I think they're doing the same things they were doing in terms of, you know, how they structure their defense and the game plan and what they went in wanting to do. The execution of that was certainly considerably better in that football game. You know, Deuce, you know, I have a good friend on the staff in Las Vegas and had a chance to talk to him after the game and his statement. And it's a guy that played in the National Football League for a while, said, "I've never seen a game snowball worse." And I think both of us have been in those situations before, right? Where you almost can't get out of your own way, right? And you can't stop it. And you know that that force is there and you know that that momentum is on the wrong side and you just can never get it flipped around. And that's really how they felt that game went. You know, they got a lot of pressure on David Carr. He made a lot of mistakes with the football because of it. You know, there was two turnovers that were, you know, balls tipped or his arm disrupted in, you know, in the path of throwing, one tipped ball interception. It's just, you know, it's just one of those games where you're like, man, I can't believe this is happening. You know, the Falcons had like 310 yards of offense and scored 43 points. So, you know, it was a pretty unusual game. And I don't think that necessarily it was, oh, they found, you know, the elixir to fix all of their problems that they've experienced this year defensively, or that they suddenly were playing better offensive football, because neither one of those things was necessarily true. I think it was just the situation of the game, you know, kind of became what it was.
Yeah, and I mean, because no Julio Jones in that game, no Todd Gurley in that game, and I think both of those guys will play against us. But, you know, you look at it, they had to kick five field goals in that situation. So, you know, that tells you, hey, look, this team still isn't finishing in the red zone like they should, or at least finishing drives once they're on the plus end or plus side of the field. So I think at the end of the day, you know, it's an opponent that you're definitely still aware of just because they can present so many problems to you or for you.
Yeah, listen, the Falcons are not a bad football team. And I know, you know, every time I say this, and I'm sorry, I hope you're not looking at the text line right now, but you get barraged with people saying you are what your record says you are. And I don't understand why a coachism really ever makes sense. Just a nice, easy thing to keep bringing up if you're a coach and you don't want guys to get complacent. But at the end of the day, that's a football team that's lost three games this year that are all, it's almost laughable how bad they had to screw up the management of the game to lose, right? And so it's not necessarily that that team's getting outplayed week in and week out. Are they a really good football team? No, they're not a really good football team. Are they more than capable of beating almost anyone in the National Football League? Yes, they are, and the Saints are included in that list. So, you know, they do some things that can get you in trouble, then get in a roll. I think that offense has really been outstanding this year. You take out the Saints game, and they've been very good offensively. You know, it doesn't mean that they don't solve problems. They still struggle against the run. The secondary has still struggled mightily this year. But, you know, when you watch the football game against the Raiders, I think it was more situational than necessarily them doing something different.
Speaking with Zachary Streeth, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Zach, I got to get you just last college football question. And I'm not going to mess with you about Northwestern because I still think that they're going to represent the Big Ten as far as the conference championship game is concerned. But I got to ask you about this LSU-Alabama matchup. And, you know, we know the spread is ugly. That's not even going to, you know, talk about that. But just What does Coach O and his guys, what do they have to do to at least keep themselves in the game?
Well, you know, listen, this is a really tough matchup for LSU, right? For a team that struggled defensively as much as they have this year and then now recently, you know, even offensively. I don't think Alabama's defense is very good. I think you may have more success offensively than you think. But when you talk about an explosive big play offense, this is the one. And I think that's going to be a big challenge for this team. So, you know, listen, you got to avoid balls going over your head, right? You got to make them earn getting the ball down the field. And you know, you got to find a way in this football game. If you're LSU, you're not as good of a football team right now. You need to create turnovers, right? You need to win that turnover margin by at least two to beat Alabama. You know, can you create something on special teams? Can you win that battle of hidden yardage? You know, there's a lot of factors in a football game, you know, that can make a big difference. And they're going to have to win every one of them. The thing that I've always admired so much, and I appreciate you not bringing up my Wildcats, but this is a great example of, you know, what happens to some teams, you know, the question of handling success. And can you show up every week and look like your best self? And I think that Nick Saban and Alabama has done that better than almost any coach in the history of football. That group, no matter how dominant they are in a given year, no matter how good they are, seem to show up and play at a high level every single week. And that's what makes them so tough, and that's what's given them the longevity. And so, you know, they're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to beat Alabama. And I think that it's all of those kind of hidden statistics that LSU is going to have to dominate. They're going to have to return better than Alabama. They're going to have to cover well on special teams. They got to create a couple of turnovers. And I think it's really important. They got to steal possession in this game somewhere. I wouldn't dislike a, you know, an onside kick, a fake punt, something like that. What do you have to lose? You know, with where you sit right now, you got to take some chances against Alabama.
I agree 100% with you on that statement. I mean, at this point, what do you have to lose? It's an opportunity to be able to showcase and really, in a sense, salvage the season. You know, because you haven't played up to expectation. Zach, I appreciate you giving me a little bit of your time on Thursday, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow on our show, Fans and the Pro, from 4 to 7 p.m. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, young man.
You as well, Deuce. I just wanted to let you know, I did look at a bold prediction sheet today on CBS Sports that had Northwestern playing the Ole Miss Rebels. Just wanted to throw it out there. Man, what a weekend that would be, Deuce. We'd have to find a way to get ourselves to
the
game. I don't know what the rules are on that, but we got to find a way.
We going. Even if we in the we had to be the managers, we going. If wherever they play, we going. We got to be the managers, we going.
I'm with you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.